Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. It is a new day, a new year. Oh, God, I thank God that it's a new day, a new year. And God is in the midst of us. He promised never to leave us, never forsake us. He brought us from 2018 and above and all the way through 2019. He's going to be faithful. He's a faithful God. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We thank God for you this morning, and you and you and you. We thank God for each one of you coming on, joining us in 2019. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and we are grateful to our Father. We are grateful to the Most High God who loves us so much, who keep his eyes on us, who commanded us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And what is that to all he's done for us? He's done great things in our lives, and all he asks is that we be obedient. He asks that we love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And you know there are many things we give our attention to, but he wants our focus to be on him in 2019 like never before. We got to focus on God. Focus. Remove distractions from us, Father God. You know those things that distract us, that those things that keep us with our eyes on something else or somebody else or something, but keep our eyes focused on you, oh God. So this morning we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. He's still on the throne. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, oh God, we condemn. We are establishing your righteousness, and oppression is far from us. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, O God, to the pulling down of strongholds. We take the shield of faith. We quench every fiery dart of the enemy. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against the enemy. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness. We are redeemed from spiritual death. We overcome all because greater is he in us than he that is in the world. We stand in the evil day, having our loins girt about with truth. And we have the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you, Lord God, that our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. We take the shield of the faith and we cover. We are covered with the helmet of salvation, and we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We tread upon serpents, the scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. We do not have the spirit of fear, but we have power, love, and a sound mind. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Our hand is upon the neck of our enemies. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you anoint us to preach, to teach, to heal, to cast out devils. We receive the abundance of grace, the gift of righteousness, and we reign in life through Christ Jesus. We have life, and that more abundantly. We walk in the light as he is in the light, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We are the head and not the tail. We decree a thing, and it shall be established in our lives. We have favor with God and favor with man. Wealth and riches are in our house, and our righteousness endures forever. We will be satisfied with long life, and God will show us, his children, with his salvation. We dwell in the secret place, and we dwell, and we dwell, we dwell. We don't run in and run out. We dwell in the secret place with the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. No evil will befall us, and no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Our children are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. We are strengthened with his might by his spirit in the inner man. We are rooted and grounded in love. We bless our natural enemies and overcome evil with good. So we thank the Lord this morning that we have favor, favor with God and favor with man. He's a great God, and he knows your name. Guess what? He also knows your address, because he lived there too. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome in all his ways. Nothing is impossible to our God. He still does miracles today. What a great God we serve. Hallelujah. Let us not limit our God, but take the limits off of him, because he is great and mighty. Well, Happy New Year again. Welcome back. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and we are grateful in the name of Jesus. We are grateful for all that he's done. And you know what? He's moving by his spirit right now. He's at your house. He knows your address. He don't skip over you. No. He don't say, I'm going to go to this house and skip that one. No, no. He goes to every house. Now, whether he stay there is up to you. You got to provide a space for him. You know, some of us just, you know, we push him out. As soon as we push him out. Don't push him out. Lift up your holy hands and receive the Most High God. Receive him. Receive him. Say, Lord, I thank you that you're here with me. Lord, you could have been somewhere else, but I thank you that you're here with me. Yep, he's here with us, everywhere, all at the same time, omnipresent. And you know what? I thank God for his love letters, the word of God, because the word of God is true. I mean, there have been many books written, and they've been destroyed, but the book, the word of God, is eternal. It will last forever and ever and ever. Let God write the word on the tables of your heart. Open it up. Read it every day. Study it every day. Obey it every day. And then you will know God in a greater way, in a more intimate way. And you know the word of God in Psalms 92 says, verse 12, the righteous shall flourish like a palm, like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in their old age. I'm going to read it again. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. But you got to be in the house of God, in his courts. They shall be fat and flourishing. Plenty, plenty, plenty is upon you. He'll give you plenty. To show that the Lord is upright, he is our rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Plenty. He's going to give us plenty. Now it says that we shall bear fruit in our old age. What kind of fruit can we bear? When we study, when we read the word, that fruit is going to be planted in us. Every time we open up the Bible and we say, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and we say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Every time we read the word, we are planting seeds in our spirits, planting seeds in us. And those seeds are going to grow, and we water them with the word. We water them with the word, and they grow. And they grow, and they grow, and they continually grow until they produce the fruit of the Spirit. You know, they produce the fruit of the Spirit. Yep, you're not reading or studying the word in vain. You are reading, you are studying to show ourselves pleasing to God. And so when we read Galatians 5, you know, it talks about all of those devious things that God don't like, all those abominations against him, all those things that are sinful against him. And then when he talks in Galatians 5:22, that's when he's going to bless the long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You can have abundant supply of the fruit, the love, the joy, the peace, the gentleness, the goodness, the faith, the temperance, the meekness, the long-suffering. An abundant supply. He did not limit us. He does not. He didn't say, well, you can have love, but you can't have joy. No, he gave us all of them in abundant supply. Well, it's time to praise the Lord this morning like never before. We got to praise him. We got to honor him. We got to call on him like we've never called on him before. This is a new year. Some people did not make it into this year, but we are blessed. Because the Lord said, come on, come on, come on, you coming, 2019, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. And he allowed you. You didn't come in here because you wanted to, because you desired to come in 2019. No, it's because of the high right hand, the holy arm, the faithful, faithful Father invited you to come into 2019. Now, he wants to keep you in 2019, but you got to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So now we're going to praise the God, our Lord, and we have with us this morning Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Lord. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita.
How are you this morning?
I am doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Glad you joined us. Thank you so much.
And I'm going to tell him how great that works.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
how great thou art. I love that song. Thank you so much, Karen. And no words can express the greatness of our God. He's greater than we can even think or imagine he is. He's great, great, great. And guess what? Nothing is impossible to our God. How great thou art. Hallelujah. You know, we think that we know how great God is until something happens, a catastrophe or something happens. We go like, oh, I didn't know God could do that. Yes, nothing is impossible to him. So we thank God for you this morning. We are blessing the Lord with songs of praise unto him this morning. We thank God this morning for what he's done in all of us, bringing us. You know, he just loves us so much. He just loves us. All he wants is just for us to love him back, to put him first. He's jealous. Don't forget, he's a jealous God. And he's like, uh-uh, you can't have nobody before me. Just me. Focus on me. I'm the one who's going to get you from this place to that place. Focus on me. So I thank God this morning that we can focus on him. There's no God great like our Jehovah. No God great like him. Well, we're continuing on with the praise this morning. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Wow, it's nice here in Jacksonville. How you doing, Pastor Donna? Happy New Year.
Good morning, Minister G. Happy New Year to you. It's 35 degrees here, but it's sunny.
Beautiful. Any snow?
No, no, ma'am. No snow today. It's supposed to be in the 60s today, so we don't know how to act.
I know it.
It's been in the 40s all week, so we're looking forward to the 60s today. And then it's supposed to get a little bit cooler next week. But we thank God for today. We sure thank him for today.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right, the Community Clergy Fellowship is meeting again today. We meet on the first Saturday of every month, so pray for us. We are planning our Martin Luther King service. It's going to be on the third weekend of this month, and they've asked me to preach for the breakfast. So we have a breakfast on the third Saturday at 9 o'clock at Washington Street Church, and I'll be bringing the message. So keep me in prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to sing Because He Lives. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon and empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all fear is gone, because I know, oh, he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives, but greater still the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days, because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. sorrow because he lives. Oh, fear is gone because I know, oh, oh, he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river, I'll fight life fine, no war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory and I'll know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, oh, fear is gone. Because I know, oh, oh, he holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Amen.
Amen, amen. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. What a mighty God we serve. He is a great God. How great is our God? He is great. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Look how many tomorrows we face because of him. He is a great God. So we thank God this morning. Let's see, we did have Jackie on here with us this morning. Let's see if she came back. All righty. Don't see her yet on here right now. Jackie Travis. So she'll probably come back on in a little bit. But we do have Mother Fanny on with us this morning. Mother Fanny lives in Daytona Beach, Florida. Beautiful place. Good morning, Mother.
Good morning.
All right, we're so happy you joined us this morning. We're going to call on you to sing a song, and Jackie's back after you. We'll call on Jackie. So what?
You know, I don't know. It's my phone or somebody else's phone. It's not coming in. It's going in and out.
Okay. I'm so sorry, Mother, but I don't know what to do about it. Can you sing?
Yes, I can sing.
Okay.
Have faith in God, 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 have faith. Sing God, have faith. Sing God, have faith. Have faith. Sing God. Jesus will never leave us. No, no. Jesus, you'll never leave us. Jesus will never leave us. Have faith. Have faith. Say God. Jesus, he will keep us. Oh, yes. Jesus, he will keep us. Jesus will keep us. Help me in God. Help me in our God. Thank you, Jesus. Help me in our God. Help me in God. Help me. Jesus.
All right. That is all right.
Amen. Yeah. Have faith in God.
Yeah.
Great God we serve. Because he lives, we will see tomorrow.
Yeah.
He is and mighty. Our God is great. So we got to have faith in him. If he's got us thus far by faith, we can trust him. We can lean on him. We don't see God. Nobody has seen God. We see God, we're not going to live. We have faith in the Almighty God because
he's over.
I don't know where you were on New Year's Eve, but I mean the bullets were going left and right. But guess what? Nothing came nigh our dwelling.
Thank you, God.
Safety, keep us safe. He keep us safe. So I thank God this morning for what the Almighty's doing, what he's done in 2018. And guess what? We don't have any idea what he's going to do in 2019, but we know he's going to do great things because he's promised. I thank God this morning. We have Jackie Travis with us this morning. Good morning, Jackie. You'll answer in a minute.
Jackie. Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine. I'm Elizabeth on the other end. She's in Cincinnati, and I'm in Atlanta.
All right.
But we were with her and Aunt Lou for New Year's. We were in Cincinnati.
Wow.
So I got to see the other part of my family in Lexington, and I got to see Aunt Lou, but I didn't get to see my Paducah family. And I wish I could have made them all. I couldn't. But I thank God for that. I got to see who I could see.
Traveling shoes on. Hallelujah.
Okay. Aunt Elizabeth, do you want to sing a song?
You sing along with me?
I can't sing with you because it don't sound right. Remember? You have to sing by yourself.
Morning, Aunt Elizabeth. How are you yourself this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Happy New Year. How are you?
Right. Just good to be here this morning. But precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the night, precious Lord, take my hand, take my hand. Precious Lord, and lead me along when my way the road drifts and the night disappears and the time has passed and gone at the rim. Hold my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on home.
Amen. Amen. Precious, take my hand, lead me on. Thank you,
Elizabeth. You're welcome.
It's just good to hear y'all's voices this morning.
Wish y'all had a happy New Year.
Same to you.
Right.
We thank God. Is it Aunt Lou or Aunt Elizabeth?
Aunt Elizabeth.
Ooh, okay.
Elizabeth.
So much. We got the young people on this morning, the 80s and the 90s. Aunt Lou is in her 90s.
Right.
And
my 90s.
80s, and We have Mother Liddell in her 90s. Hallelujah. Headed towards her. Hallelujah. Thank God he's doing great things.
Well, yeah, I'm in my 90s, too.
Ma'am?
I'm in my 90s, too. I'm 96.
Oh. And Miss Liddell.
Oh, happy. Congratulations. 96.
Right.
That's a blessing.
All right.
Miss Liddell, you 96 or 97 as well, right?
I'm 96 and 9 months.
Oh, you more
all
than
right. March.
March 10th,
yes,
you'll be.
Yes, few more rising and setting of the sun, if the Lord say so.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
All right. What are you going to sing, Jackie?
Were you talking to me?
I'm talking to Jackie. I can't hear you, Jackie. Your mouth too far away.
Oh, I said I was going to sing. I decided to make Jesus my choice.
All right. Go right ahead.
Okay. Some folks would rather have houses and land. Some folks choose silver and gold. But he said that they treasure and forget about their souls. I decided to make Jesus my choice. You know the road is rough and the going is tough and the hills are hard to climb. I started out a long time ago. There is no doubt in my mind. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. You know the road is rough and the going is tough and those hills are hard to climb. I started out a long time ago, and there is no doubt in my mind. I decided to make Jesus my Lord. The scoundrels would rather have houses and land. Some folks choose silver and gold, but these things that they treasure and forget about their soul, I decided to make Jesus my choice.
Amen.
That was my mother's favorite song. That was my mother's favorite.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Jackie. What did you say?
No, I just said that was my mother's favorite song. She loved that song.
Amen. Hallelujah. I decided to make Jesus my choice. Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The best choice to make because he gives us life. And abundant life.
Right.
Without him, we don't have abundant life. So I thank God this morning. He is a precious Lord. Mm-hmm. And he takes our hand and he leads and guides us in the path of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We got to have faith. We got to trust in God. Faith without
work.
Yeah. So we got to have faith and we got to be obedient. What's to do?
Right.
I saw this morning. Oh, my God, because he lives, we can face tomorrows and tomorrow, however long he give us to live, we can face those because he lives. And I tell you what, great God, he is a holy God. So now we're going to call on Liddell to sing a song of praise.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. This old Billy.
Amen.
This old Billy. Keep on leaning. I gotta move to a better home. This old building. Keep on leaning. I gotta move to a better home. These old eyes of mine getting dimmer. I got to move to a better home. These old eyes of mine getting dimmer. I got to move to a better home. These old footsteps are getting slower. I got to move to a better home. These old footsteps are getting slower. I gotta move to a better home. This old back of mine keep on bending. Oh yeah, I gotta move to a better home. This old back of mine keep on bending. I got to move to a better home. This old building keep on leaning. Oh yeah, I got to move to a better home. This old building keep on leaning. I got to move to a better home. This old eyes of mine getting dimmer. Oh yeah, I got to move to a better home. These old eyes of mine getting dimmer. I got to move to a better home. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Better home. Hallelujah. And
yes,
we move to that home, we won't need nobody. We won't need these old bodies that wear out.
Mm-mm.
Yep, we'll be in a better home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Better place, better place.
Better place.
We thank God. Thank God. We thank God. He's an awesome king and a mighty God.
Mm-mm.
And he knows one day he's going to be coming for us, but we got to get ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got to get and when we get ready, we got to stay ready.
That's true.
You get to stay stagnant, you got to stay ready. Keep moving, moving ahead in God. So I thank the Lord. I have with us my spiritual son, Dalton, from Georgia. I'm going to ask him to pray for senior citizens this morning, if he's, you know, in a place where he can pray. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you, God. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so wonderful to be able to join y'all this morning. I'm blessed by all the singing and the worship and the word. So God bless you guys for doing that.
Thank you.
So we're going to pray for senior citizens this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to call them my elderly.
Uh-huh.
Heavenly Father, we put our elderly before you right now, Father. Bless each and every one of them, Lord. Touch each and every one of them in a special way, Lord. We thank you for the anointing that you have in each one of them to be able to sing and praise and worship you this morning. Father, let that fire and that light that you have within them continue to burn brighter and burn sharper and more intensely, Lord. But through that, let them feel your love. Let your love burn within them, Lord. Father, continue to show them new sides of you, Lord, that they've yet to experience. Father, even in advancing age, they are useful to your glory. I mean, me myself, I feel like a kid in a candy shop. Bless these young ladies. Prolong their life, Lord. Breathe life into their Lazarus. Any dry bones within them, Father, let it be resurrected in the name of Jesus. Let no weapons formed against them prosper. Lead, guide, and direct them. Let everything that they touch prosper, Lord. Father, as they continue to advance in age, Father, let them impart the goodness, the good seeds that you place in them over these years. Let them impart it onto younger generations, Lord, to bring up younger generations to have the fear and the love of you, Lord. Let them teach them and show them and guide them into imparting that love that you bestowed upon them, Lord, so that it could spread into our families, into our communities, and into our churches. Strengthen our elderly, Lord. Heal the ones that are under the weather right now, Lord. The ones that are sick in the hospital or wherever, Father, shine your light into their situation, Lord. Your resurrecting power, send it their way in the name of Jesus. We thank you on the behalf of our elderly. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the knowledge. We thank you for the understanding. We thank you for the experience. Those are our gold mine, Father. Now raise up a generation that will be able to receive from them and carry on the good works so that your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I talked to our speaker. She had to go. She didn't realize the time and that she had something else planned. So this morning, I thank God for each of you this morning. So, you know what? I thank God for the word that he gave me earlier about it's in the Word of God in Psalms 92, 12 through 15. And the word says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. So we are the righteous people of God. Those are the people that are in right standing with God. We're not perfect, but we are in right standing with God. We strive to do the will of God, those people. No matter what age we are, when we strive to do the will of God, he is pleased. We begin to flourish like a palm tree. You know, a palm tree is strong. It's strong. You seen the wind come, that tree don't hardly move a palm tree. It's strong and sturdy. When the wind comes, it won't blow it. So we got to grow. We're growing like a cedar in Lebanon. Cedar. That's one of those very, very strong wood. It's strong. Cedar is very, very strong as well. It's one of the best woods. You build your house with cedar wood, it's going to live a long time. You ever smell the cedar chest? It smells good as well. We got to be like a sweet-smelling savior. We got to smell good. We don't want sin on us because when the Lord smells us, he goes like, oh, my God, what is that foul smell? He smells sin. But we don't want sin on us. We want to be sweet and smelling good. So when the Lord is around us, he wants to be around us. He don't smell nothing dead and smell terrible. So we got to be planted in the house of the Lord. Rooted, grounded, planted. Not just 1 foot in, 1 foot out. We got to be planted in the house of the Lord. Not sitting in the back on the way out the door, but rolling up our sleeves and working continuously in the house of the Lord. You say, well, I don't know what I can do. There's much you can do. Whom much is given, much is required. There's so much to do. Can you call the sick and shut in and pray for them? Can you clean the bathroom and mop the floor at the building?
Mm-hmm.
Is it those who are not, you know, they're in the nursing homes or they're in their house? Can you go wash dishes for somebody who can't do it for them? Can you go to the hospital to visit the sick? Open your word and read a scripture to somebody? Can you text a scripture to somebody to encourage them? What can you do in the house of the Lord? Can you do what God said? Study daily to show yourself approved and pleasing unto me. And then he promised, he said, listen, you know, when you get older, when you get older, you can, you know, bear fruit because you've been planting seeds. You're going to bear fruit because you've been planting all kind of seeds. You planted seeds of love. You planted seeds of joy and peace and goodness. You've been planting all these seeds right along. When you do good, all of these seeds you're planting.
Yes.
So when you plant these seeds, they're going to grow in abundant supply.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to be old, you continue to plant these seeds. You continue. And you know what? God is going to water your seeds so they can grow. You can grow in abundance of love. You can grow in abundance of joy. You can grow in abundance of peace. You ever met an older person and they cranky and everything they say is negative? You go like, good God, you don't want to be around them because they haven't been planting seeds. They haven't opened up the word. Everything, you know, the cup is not half full. It's half empty. And so everything they say, they're on the negative side. You try to run from them. Say, God, I need a word today. But can you find a senior citizens who can give you an encouraging word? They ain't always putting out the negative, putting you down. They're encouraging you. They say, baby, things going to be all right. Then let the older men teach the younger men how to love their wives, how to love their children. Older women teach the younger women how to love their husbands, how to love their children. So when you get older, and those that are old, God wants you to be fat and flourishing. Flourishing with the word. Have the word written on the tables of your heart. So when something comes up, you can bring forth the word. You can say, honey, everything's going to be all right. This is just something that you have to go through, but God has got you. Can you encourage people in your old age? Can you encourage them to show forth that the Lord is upright, that he's been faithful. He's been faithful to you. He's our rock. You know, we can't lean on the other people. We got to lean on God. He's the rock of our salvation. He's that strong tower that we need. He's that light in a dark place. When you say, oh, my God, I lost my job. Oh, my God, my husband died. Oh, my God, my baby died. Oh, my God, my child is going through this. Can you call on the name of the Lord? He'll be a rock. There's no unrighteousness in God. He's a righteous and a faithful friend. So I thank God, you know, that he is faithful. Even in our old age, he's faithful to us.
Yes.
Don't wait till we get old to be faithful, but he's continuously faithful all the seasons of our lives that we go through. And the elderly go through season after season after season. If you live, you're going to go through seasons in your life, seasons where there's, you don't seem like nothing is moving. You got to wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer, and he'll bring you through this season. Seasons in the Lord. You know, like Job, say, I'll wait on the Lord till my change comes. Job said, with the ancient, there's wisdom. And in knowledge of the days, he gives understanding. And in the length of days, he gives understanding. So Job was wise because God had taught him wisdom through the things he went through. And I tell you, this is a word that we don't like, patience. When I drive down the street, patience look like it's gone for everybody. You go like, well, can you be kind and courteous anymore? Kindness and courteous. Patience. Patience to wait on the next person to come out of their parking space and you say, oh, you can come ahead of me. Patience to wait on the elderly when they're walking and they're walking slow in front of you and you're in a hurry. Can you be patient when you're in a line going through his service in the bank or in the food line? Can you be patient? Can you wait? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, elderly has learned patience, waiting on the Lord. You know, they've been in pain. And you say, Lord, please move this pain. Well, he may not come right then, but the words, he's always on time. He's not going to be late. He's not on your time schedule. He's not on your schedule. You know, you are 9 to 5, but he may be on 5 to 9. He may be on 6 to 2. He's not on your time schedule. He may not be in 2017, but he's in 2019. He's always on time. He's always available. All you got to do is say, Abba, I need you, Lord. I need you more than the skin on my bones. I need you more than the hair on my head. I need you more than I need my husband. I need you more than I need my wife. I need you more than my family, oh God. You mean more to me than anything, anybody. I need you, oh God. And he is faithful. Even in your old age, the word says, when I'm old and gray, do not forsake me, oh God. And guess what? He will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. He knows where you are, knows your address. He knows what room you're in right now. When you're driving in your car, he's with you. There's no place that he's not. He's omnipresent. So I thank God today because his word is true. And he don't just serve the young people. He serves people of all ages. Even the ancient of days, those who are elderly, and he downloads wisdom in them. You know, there are some foolish older people, but when you've been in the Word for years and years, seasoned in the Word, you have wisdom. And the wisdom comes from the Almighty. And those hoary-headed people, the gray-headed people, he has given us length of days, and he gives us understanding. And when we don't understand, we got to trust. Trust in the Lord. Lean not upon your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to what you understand. Don't lean to what you know. But say, Father, I'm in this place I don't understand. I don't know what you mean. Help me, oh God. And he's right there to help. So I thank the Lord this morning. You know, salvation is free. Salvation is free. But it does come with the price. You got to be obedient. You got to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And then once you are in the Lord, once you've given your life to God, don't go sliding in the mud again. Don't get mud slung. You ever been in rain in a car pass? And all of that mud and water just slung on you. Well, God can keep the mud from getting slung on you if you're in the path of righteousness. So this morning, we're going to say, don't backslide. Run! Run in the presence of God. Hunger and thirst for righteousness like never before. So I thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing. I thank the Lord this morning for his faithfulness. He's a faithful God. You know, you may need a ride, and you call on your friend. You say, look, can you take me? Call another. Can you take me? Can you take me? Can you call on all these people. But when you get before God and you say, Lord, I need a ride. I need to go here. Don't you know that ride going to show up? Somebody call you and say, what you doing? Oh, I need a ride. I'll be right there. That's how God is. He's faithful. You got to call on him. You got to call on him like never before. Well, I thank God this morning for everything that he's doing, everything that he's going to do. Now, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. We're going to be praying this morning, praying and thanking God for his faithfulness in 2018, because he has truly been faithful. So I thank the Lord this morning for the intercessor who can pray, those people who can pray. For intercessors to come on. One of our intercessors just dropped off. I knew she had to go. I thought she told me 10:15. But anyway, hallelujah to the Most High God. We're just thanking God that he is a perfect God, and he moved on our behalf. So this morning, Mother Fanny, are you still there? All right, she's gone this morning. So we're going to ask Minister Dalton, can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family? She's a minister at she's the pastor at Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, and she asked us to pray for the community fellowship that's going to be coming up soon. So I thank God this morning for the prayer warriors, those who can pray. You there, Minister Dalton?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Pastor Donna Hawkins before you right now in community fellowship that's to take place. Holy Spirit, we commit that to you, Father. Take control. Lead, God, and direct everybody involved, Lord. Let your will be done in this fellowship, Lord. Let people be pointed to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and encounter him as a result of this fellowship. Let chains that need to be broken off of individuals and families and community, let it be broken, Lord. Let addictions that need to be overcome, let it be overcome in the name of Jesus. Let new godly friendships be formed as a result of this fellowship, Lord. Let your revival, let your church be revived as a result. Let your revival break out through this fellowship in the name of Jesus. Let the hungry be fed in the name of Jesus. Let the thirsty one have their thirst quenched in the name of Jesus. Most importantly, let your name be glorified, Father God. We commit this fellowship before you, Father. We place it in your hand. I rebuke all kinds of accidents, all kinds of disasters, hindrances. I bind those things up by the power and the name and the blood of Jesus. Every stumbling blocks, every stone that may be in the way, Father, clear the way, Lord. Let people move in freedom. Let them fellowship in the freedom that you've given them. So you be the praise, glory, and honor forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Hawkins, can you pray for Jackie Travis and her husband, her daughter, her family, and Aunt Elizabeth and Aunt Lou?
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see this day. Now, Lord, while I'm bowed, before I ask for anything, Lord, I thank you for what you've already done. I do thank you for Jackie. I do thank you for her daughters. I do thank you for Aunt Elizabeth and Aunt Lou, Lord. Lord, I thank you for keeping them and blessing them, Lord. And thank you for keeping them strong, Lord. Lord, right now I just ask a special blessing on Jackie. Lord, bless her. Bless everything that she sets her hands to do, Lord. Bless those patients that she takes care of on a daily basis, Lord. And then, Lord, I ask a special blessing for Aunt Elizabeth and Aunt Lou. I ask that you continue to bless them, keep them, Strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen their bodies, Lord. You kept them down through the years, and for that we say thank you. We ask a special blessing on Nene and little Ava, Lord. Bless them and keep them. Bless Nene to be the mother that you're calling for her to be, Lord. Lord, ask a special blessing on Davida and the position that she has at her job, Lord. Continue to bless her and strengthen her, Lord. Lord, we are so thankful to you, Lord, for all you've done in Jackie's family, Lord, and all that you continue to do, Lord. Lord, ask a special blessing on Jackie's sisters, Lord. Keep them in your care, Lord. Bless Evelyn, bless Deborah, bless Sharona, Lord. Bless them and keep them, Lord. Bless the nephews and the nieces, Lord, and the cousins, Lord. Lord, I just ask you to bless the body of Christ, Lord. Lord, I ask you to strengthen us. Help us, Lord, to be the Christians that you're calling for us to be. Help us to be the example that you want us to be, Lord. Lord, help us to exhibit you, Lord. We want someone to know that there is a reality in serving you, Lord. So, Lord, help us to spread that message everywhere we go. Well, we're so thankful for this service. We're so thankful for Minister G, Lord. We just ask that you will continue to bless and keep us in your care. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for your sinner's sake, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for the intercessors this morning. Minister Dalton, could you pray for Mother Fanny and Mother Ludell? They're 80s and 90s, 90s and 80s years old.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Mother Fanny and Mother Ludell before you. You place them in your hands, Father. Mm-hmm. You that have been with them since birth, even before they were in their mother's womb. You are there with them right now. You never left them. You never forsake them. We thank you, Lord, for having walked that walk with them every step of the way. We thank you that between them, they have witnessed all types of war, all types of political upheavals, all types of disasters, all kinds of innovation, good or bad. Cultural shift, cultural changes, migration, all kinds of different things. But they're still here. They're still standing. We thank you, Lord, for their lives. We thank you for the many victories that they've witnessed, that they've accomplished over the years. We thank you for walking them through those different doors, Lord. We thank you that at this advancing age, they're still useful for your glory.
Yes.
I thank you that until their last day on this earth, when they take their last breath, your name will still be glorified through them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy on them. We thank you for your grace on them. We thank you for long life. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. That overwhelming peace that foreshadows any issues, any problems, any scares, any strife. We thank you for their peace, Lord.
Thank
you for their home. We thank you for their families, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for their children and their children's children. We thank you for their church and for their community. We thank you for what you're doing through them, Lord. Father, continue to work through them, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
To bless them. Continue to lead, guide, and direct them, Lord. Continue to use them to touch the younger generations especially, okay. Lord. Father, on that day when they will graduate to come and see you, Lord,
yes.
Father, open the gates of heaven wide for them to enter.
Right.
Let
yes.
all of heaven praise your name and to welcome them, Lord. And ultimately, Father, let them hear the words, "Well done, my faithful servant." In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Dalton, I got your request. We're going to do that next Saturday. It is closing time on Bible Storyland, and I want you to know that God is faithful. All you got to do is say, "Abba, I need you." We will be on next Saturday for Family Day. I appreciate each one of you, and God loves you. So much. Oh, my God. He loves us so very much. No matter who we are, where we are, he created every person in the whole world. And even to love our enemies, love those who, you know, do and say all manner of evil against us. He didn't leave anybody out. He said, oh, yeah, I want you to love even those who do you harm. Because he did it when he walked the earth. He gave us an example. So I love each one of you. God loves you more. And his love is eternal. It's not measurable. But he does chasten us when we are off the path. So we can thank God for the chastisement, because that means that, you know, we've done something he didn't want us to do, and he's teaching us. You know how you are with your children? You're teaching them. When you say, listen, you know, we talked about this, or listen, I did that because I love you. I don't want you slipping off the wrong way. So God loves us. His love is not measurable. His love, love, love. He just loves us because his creation. Blows his breath into us every morning, and we wake up, we go like, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Another day, let's continually give him praise, thanksgiving for what he's about to do. I love you. See you all next Saturday. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.